From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For more than 2 months, hospitals in Hong Kong have been struggling to cope with SARS. Staffing has been difficult because nearly a quarter of all SARS cases in the city have been in healthcare workers. The Prince of Wales Hospital in the Sha Tin section of Hong Kong has been at the center of the outbreak. Much of what the medical world knows about SARS and how to treat it was learned there through hard experience. NPR's Joe Palca visited the hospital and has this report.
The Prince of Wales Hospital is a 25-minute drive from the center of Hong Kong. It looks just like an urban hospital in an American city, a large gray building about 10 stories high. There is little aesthetically pleasing about the exterior.
It is remarkably quiet here. There's an ambulance parked along the side of the driveway in front. But apart from that, there's virtually no activity.
Inside, it's the same story. Unlike hospitals in Toronto, which made visitors run a gauntlet of SARS screeners quizzing them about their health, here you can stroll right in. It's hard to believe at one point there were 177 patients in this hospital extremely sick with SARS. Now there's barely 50.
At the beginning it was a bit frightening and worrying, but now things are settling down.
David Hui has been here from the beginning. He's chief of respiratory medicine at the hospital. Bright eyes peer through wire-rimmed glasses, but the rest of his face is obscured by the surgical mask worn by all in the hospital. Outwardly, he shows no effects from the 16-hour days he's put in for so many weeks. The early days of the outbreak were harrowing. In addition to patients flooding into the ward, dozens of his colleagues were also getting sick and dying, and no one knew why. The only clue was that nearly everyone who caught the disease, patient and healthcare worker alike, had been in Ward 8A of the hospital. Hui says they now know why. Beginning in late February, a 26-year-old man began coming to the hospital emergency room, complaining of flu-like symptoms. Each time, he was told that he wasn't that sick and he should go home to recover. But in early March, he was back at the hospital.
It wasn't until the 4th of March when he developed clear-cut pneumonia on the X-ray that he was admitted to the Ward 8A.
For the Prince of Wales Hospital, this was the start. But at the time, nobody knew it. The patient was given standard therapy to make it easier for him to cough, since his lungs were badly congested. In retrospect, that probably made it much easier for him to infect others in Ward 8A. Hui says they later learned that this patient had been to the Metropole Hotel, where a Chinese doctor visiting Hong Kong had infected several people, so that's probably where he picked up the disease. In the end, the patient infected dozens of people with the SARS virus, including his own mother, who died of the illness. The patient himself has recovered. But watching so many people get so sick has been stressful and has prompted Dr. Hui to make some changes to his life.
I haven't seen my parents since the 11th of March, and that is mainly to protect them because I can't guarantee I haven't acquired the infection, although I have no symptom. But if I do pass on the SARS infection to my parents, who are in their 70s, I don't think they will do that well.
Most of the deaths from SARS in Hong Kong have been among elderly patients. While David Hui was upstairs taking care of patients, Dennis Low was in his lab on the ground floor of the hospital. Low is part of the team here that managed to determine the genetic sequence of the coronavirus that causes SARS. It was the third team in the world to do that. Like Hui, Low and his team spent long hours trying to crack the secrets held inside the virus's genome.
We actually developed a sense of comradeship, you know, almost like we're in a war together. I think if we can crack this genome so quickly, then we are actually very confident that we should eventually be able to eradicate this virus.
That may be optimistic, but it reflects a more upbeat attitude about SARS than existed at this hospital just a few short weeks ago. Joe Palca, NPR News, Hong Kong.